Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1 PPY, Sippy, here in Warrenton, Virginia, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association's Wednesday Night Service Net. This net's held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147, 165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion, Q&A, regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and any other similar information related to the radio arc. I don't have a specific topic for the net tonight. I have kind of a hip pocket topic that I can throw out there, but I would like to throw it out and see if anybody out there has a topic that they would like to hear discussed. Please call KS1PPY.
KS1PPY, KO4LUA.
KO4LUA, good evening. I'm going to go ahead and check you into the net. What kind of topic you got for us this evening? Over.
WSJT operation. I just have some questions about that, and I want to see if somebody can answer a few of them.
Okay, well, go ahead and give us the first part of the questions, and I'll write it down. That way, as we go through the net, we can repeat the question for any newcomers or people who didn't hear it the first time, but we'll get it out there, and that way, whereas people could check in, they can check in based on knowing if they have an answer to that or not. So what's the first operation question you have? KO4LUA, KS1PPY.
KO4LUA, I'm sure people have answers because it's just because of my new coming to the system. Just basically what kind of decibel level you're looking for on your return signals, and also when somebody doesn't finish the QSO, when can you log it? I mean, can you log it at your return report 73, or can you have to wait for their 73?
Okay, roger that. I got it written down. Kind of decibel levels do you usually look for on return signals, and basically when do you log? Do you wait for the 73s or continue on with that? And bring that up as a net subject. If we don't get anybody who works with WSATX, I'm going to go ahead and bring in my second topic, which is basically radio etiquette and best practices, how best to get your results, and I'll throw some WSJTX ones in there. So for the moment, let's go ahead for a round of check-ins. Please give me your call signs slowly and phonetically, because I am work from home. And when you check in, if you could let me know if anybody out there could offer to be a backup net control in case I have to step away to answer a work call. But let's go ahead with check-ins. Call now.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November Tango, Mobile, in and out.
Kilo 3, Alpha, Tango, Romeo. Kilo November 4, Sierra, Papa, Lima.
KX 4, KU.
KD 4SB, in and out.
PP 7, RF, correction, Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo, Alpha, Victor, in and out.
KO 4, LLC.
Alpha Kilo 4 Golf Golf, in and out.
N7IVV, and I'll pick it up if you have to go in.
Okay, let's hold there for just a second. Okay, so I got KO4LUA checking in. I've got, hold on, K3ATR. I can't remember if he was in and out. K3ATR, were you in and out, or are you sticking around? Over.
It's K3ATR. No, I'm here. Not much to say, but I'm here.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for checking in. We'll keep you in the list. I got KN4SPL, KX4KU, and there was somebody really low. I couldn't make out the call sign just before WB7RAV. I believe it ended with an SE, a Sierra Echo. Could you come back again? Over.
That was KD4SV, KD4 Sierra Victor. It was Dave.
Okay, roger that. And he was in and out, I believe. Thanks for checking in anyway. Works out good. WB7RAV, KO4LLC, AK4GG was in and out, and N7IVV. Was there anybody in there that got your status wrong, or someone else wanted to check in? Call now.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November Tango, mobile, in and out.
K1HTV.
Okay, my apologies, Wayne. I did have you in there, in and out. I forgot to recognize you. My bad. Okay, so go ahead and go down this list and get some input on WSJTX operations. And I just have a little list that I was going through reading, and I thought, oh, this would be good. And of course, as we go through the rounds, anybody who wants to add to this list of radio etiquette best practices, if something annoys you and you think others could benefit from the use of these best practices, go ahead and throw it in there. So the list kind of goes, when speaking into your microphone, try to talk across its face rather than blowing directly into it. Sometimes they call that puffing. If you're speaking directly into it, and the breath can make popping sounds across your microphone, so it helps to speak across the face instead of directly in. Place your hand microphone about 2 to 3 inches from your mouth when transmitting, but stay within an inch of your built-in microphone. Like on HDs where they have a built-in mic, you want to keep it about an inch away. If you've got an actual handheld thing, you can keep it about 2 to 3 inches away, and it helps your audio significantly. When you're using a handheld radio with a whip or a little rubber ducky antenna, try to keep the antenna pointed upward when you're transmitting. It also helps for receive because of the orientation of signals. When you're announcing your call sign with that of another ham, the rule is to put yourself last, as in KS1PPY, this is K4JNT, for example, if Wayne were trying to call me. So if I were going to pass it over to the next ham, you'll hear me give their sign first and then end it with my call sign. It just helps to keep it in order so that you know who it's being passed to next, and just the general rule of thumb is to go last. While it's customary to call out CQ on HF bands, it's best practice on the 2-meter bands to just announce your call sign, particularly when you're talking on the repeaters. No need to call CQ across the repeaters. If another ham points out a problem with your transmission, you're sounding scratchy or you're sounding real low, always assume the problem is with you, location, orientation, power too low, etc., or your equipment first. And, you know, if you found you made a mistake, let other people know so that they can correct their mistakes and so that they can see whether or not you've corrected it. Always admit your mistakes. If you'd like to jump into an ongoing conversation, avoid using the word break. Instead, just put out your call sign in between transmissions. Break is the phrase break is often used for emergency break-ins. If you really need to get an emergency transmission into the signal, so if you say break, they're expecting some kind of an emergency. After your contact releases his push-to-talk button, allow 1 to 2 seconds before you press yours, in case another person wants to join the conversation or has an emergency. Be considerate of your contact's time and minimize dead air time by at least thinking of what you're going to say before keying up. And while it's fun to use your PTT or push-to-talk button, don't forget it's also an RTL button, release to listen. Avoid kerchunking, which is repeatedly pressing and releasing your push-to-talk button without announcing your call sign. Not only is it illegal, but it's irritating to others, especially if they're listening on a repeater. No need to keep kerchunking it. If you're going to make a transmission, you have to throw your call sign in there to let people know that you're transmitting. When speaking through the repeater, try to keep your conversations to under a few minutes. I'm guilty of that. I can have the gift of gab. I can go on with other people for hours on that kind of thing. While it's not always possible, try to make your conversations positive and upbeat. Sounding positive attracts friends, while negative comments tend to turn other hams away from you, even if you mean well. Don't react like you're offended just because another ham can't remember your name or call sign. I forget names and call signs all the time. Avoid making insulting or disparaging remarks about others on air. What you hear people say about others, they'll also believe you'll say about them. If you feel you must correct the behavior of another ham, do so off-air if you can, tactfully and out of earshot of others. And within reason, avoid burping, coughing, sniffing, clearing your throat, smacking your lips, making other bodily or disgusting noises on the air. And that's just a small list that I came through for radio best practices. I'm curious to hear if anybody has some others. On the subject of WSJTX for KO4LUA's question, he asks, what kind of decibel levels are you looking for return signals? And when do you log? If you don't get back a 7.3, do you go ahead and log it, or what do you do? And what I'll say about that one, with my very little knowledge or little experience compared to some other hams for WSJTX, is I look for stronger decibel signals. And that's not to say if there's a country that I really want to get on my list and they're at a neg 21 or a neg 22, I will still try to make an attempt. Remember, you won't complete a QSL on anything that you don't try. So even though I may sort my list by the strongest signals and kind of go for them first, if there's a country that I really want to get connected to, doesn't matter how low it is, I'll give it a try. So I don't think there's any particular rule of thumb about decibel levels that I'm looking for on return. Just, you know, usually the stronger ones you have a better chance of, not to say that you won't make it. And as far as completing a QSO, if you see them send across an RR73, that means that they're done. They're logged. They're good to go. If they're sending an RRR, RRR, RRR over and over and over, they're still looking for a 73 from you. Now, sometimes if you don't ever get that 73 after RRRs, you can message them either through JT Alerts or Grid Tracker, or even send them an email and go ahead and log it. And then, you know, ask them later on, you know, hey, I got this report, I got this signal, I don't think you heard my 7.3, you know, can I put you in the log? There's nothing wrong with messaging them outside of, you know, just JT Alerts in and of itself. You can use several other programs to do that kind of thing. And with that, I'm going to rest the voice slightly, and we'll go ahead and go through the rounds of check-ins. And if anybody else has any input for WSJTX kind of questions or radio etiquette, go ahead and throw it out there. And we'll start off with K3ATR. Go ahead.
As K3ATR, I don't think I have anything to add, but I'm looking forward to listening. As still a pretty new ham, this will be very helpful for me. So K3ATR, back to the group.
Yeah, no worries. We're all here to listen, learn, and enjoy. KN4 SPO, Bob, go ahead.
KS1 TPY from KN4 SPL. Good evening, Sippy, and everyone on the net tonight. Let's say I think you about covered both topics, at least for what I can say, and did quite a good job explaining all of it. I appreciate that there, Sippy. Not a whole lot to report of late. This week I've been trying to work the Fire Prevention Week special event. I've worked a couple stations, so I'm trying to get a clean sweep, but unfortunately I can never get to the radio until about sunset, and propagation, especially on 20 meters, seems to go down the tank as the sun sets. So maybe I'll be trying it a little bit more closer to the weekend. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. I think it's about 12 stations to get a clean sweep. So I got about two or three of them. So that's what I'm working on. And that's about all I got. This is KN4 SPL back to net.
Yeah, it's my business. I being a night owl, I get around to most of my radio time in the night times anyway, so I know how you feel. And yeah, good to go. KX4KU, go ahead.
KX1, PPY, KX4KU, I'm in it. Hold on. Here we go. Good evening, sir. Sippy, how you doing tonight? Thank you for doing a net tonight. You did a fine job, like Bob said, on the explanation. I don't have anything exciting to report. You know, got my rig tie back up, so I just been messing with that. But I went and did the CWT today. At least for me, the band seemed kind of meh. Even on 20 meters, there was quite a bit of fading. I hear some guy very well, and before I can send my call to him, I can't hear what he's returning. So very, very dynamic signals today. We'll see how tonight goes. Outside of that, I can't think of anything else. Just next week, week from tomorrow is club meeting. So that's about it. Turn it over to you, KX1 PPY, KX4KU, back to that.
Fine business. And you've reminded me that in my haste to get the net up and going and doing all the rest of it, I completely forgot about doing announcements or calling for announcements. So at the end of the round, before we do new check-ins, I'll do some of those and pick those up. Thank you for the reminder, and apologies for throwing it all off. let's see. Then we had KD4SZ was in and out. WB7RAV, Randall, go ahead.
WB7RAV is in and out. I'm on a phone call.
Oh, roger that. Apologies. All right, we'll move on from there. KO4LLC, go ahead.
Good evening, Sippy. They're one on the net. It's George, KO4LLC. Still in some fall cleaning here. And looking at some old video equipment, I'm thinking about tying to the old boat anchor. And then I got the idea, maybe I should look into the FastScan television or the digital amateur TV. See if there's anything I want to play with in that realm, and maybe some of this stuff could be useful. So I guess I'll be holding on to this for a little bit longer. KO4LLC, back to net.
Sounds good. I know a lot of boat anchors are still out there and in service. People, as long as you know how to work it, it works good. Let's see, we had AK4GG was in and out. N7IVV, Brad, go ahead.
Hello, N7IVV here. I just kind of another quiet few days here, just puttering, working, watching the radio, every once in a while picking up a new country, or at least trying to pick up a new country on 15 and 12 meters. Not sure it's really a new country for my list, but it's a new country on that band anyway, so that's kind of nice. One thought comes to mind as far as signal strength that you're getting reported. Actually, I wasn't quite sure what Charles was asking, if he was asking about his report or their report or whatever, but you mentioned that if somebody's coming in, you're receiving them at, say, a minus 22 or so. Do you call or do you not call? Well, what I have found, remember that decibel reading is actually the signal-to-noise ratio, and I have weird noise here sometimes, and so, their signal comes in and is competing with the noise, and so I may have a hard time hearing them, but I have actually found many times I'll call them, and they'll give me a signal that's like minus 10, minus 5, plus 6, it's weird. So certainly, by all means, if you see somebody that's coming in, if you can hear them, then give them a call. Hopefully they're not like Rich talks about the alligators, where they have really big mouths and little tiny ears and don't have good antennas for hearing you. I'm sure there was something else I was going to mention, but you'll get to the announcements. That'll be fine. Have a good evening. Thanks for running the net, Sippy, and I look forward to having you guys do this stuff more on down the road. KS1 PPY and 7IVV, back to you.
Yeah, roger that. glad to pick it up. Hopefully, as part of the announcements, we'll ask again for. I'm here to ask again for your help in net controls. But K1HTV, Rich, go ahead.
Good evening, this is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. Regarding the WSJTX, yeah, sometimes the noise, if you were at a noisy location, it's possible these weak signals that you're copying are actually better than you think they are, and the other station may have a good set of ears. You never know. There's sometimes I'll call a very weak station, and I generally, when I see people calling, I will aim at the strongest ones. You have a better chance of working them when you copy them stronger. The propagation favors you at that point. But if as was mentioned, if there's a new one that comes on, no matter how weak he is, give him a call. Find a quiet spot in the band if you can, and keep the fingers crossed, and hopefully you'll be able to work a new one. Worked a new one on 60 a short while ago, about 2 hours ago. 5Z4 Victor Japan in Kenya showed up on 60 meters, gave him one call, and came right back, and that was a surprise because many others we were calling him. So that's he has not been on before, at least I hadn't heard him on before. Heard a couple of JAs in 17, but I agree with Kevin. The conditions aren't quite as good as they were a number of days ago. They were kind of fair today, and nothing special to write home about. Yesterday, there was an opening, a very interesting opening in the morning at 12 meters to Guam via the long path over the South Atlantic all the way around to Guam. I worked KG6JDX, Joe, one of my friends over in Guam, so don't be surprised in the morning to hear. And Mark, by the way, K4SO, I think I mentioned this on the net the other day. Last week, Mark, K4SO, worked a couple of JAs on the long path in the morning on 12 meters, so keep an eye out for that. As far as when to log, yeah, if somebody's sending a Roger 73, you're in his log. If you've copied that, you don't have to send a 73 back at him. Although some expect to see that 73 back, but not required to complete the QSO. If you think that, one of the problems of working people when there's a lot of interference is using the Roger 73. If you send a Roger 73 to someone after they're sending you a Roger and report, they send calls, R, and then a DB report. You then send a Roger 73. If they don't copy it, they will send the Roger 73 again, but WSJTX will turn off your transmitter. So the enable light, the red light, enable light goes out, and you have to re-click on it again. What I normally do in that case, I just click down on the, it automatically jumps down to the TX6 message. As soon as I send my 73, I will click the enable button, re-enabling it. Now, if he comes back to me with another report, it automatically jumps from the CQ message back up to the correct Roger 73. If that happens more than once while I'm waiting for him, I will double click on that TX4 message, which is change it to Roger, 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 and then it'll automatically keep cycling. It will not turn the enable off, and it'll continue until it completes it. And if he doesn't complete it, that means he's not copied it, and you're probably not in his log if he is not sent the 73 back. But worst case scenario, if you log it and you don't get a confirmation from LOTW, what have you lost? If you think it's a contact and you log it and you check all of a sudden LOTW, you got a contact, well, he did copy you. So I would err on the side of if you believe it's a contact, it's a contact. If it doesn't get confirmed, well, then it's not a contact. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Yeah, Roger. That's Roger, 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 and Roger, Roger 73. It's been interesting trying to jump back and forth when those things, when it shuts it off. I'll send an RR73 and keep getting signals, so I have to kind of jump in and manually do it. But it sounds like the way to do it. And this has been KS1PPY with the Wednesday night Rocket Amateur Radio Association ServiceNet. Because I missed announcements the first time around, I'll go ahead and run through those, and then we'll see if anybody else wants to check in. We'll take one last round of check-ins and see what's going on. Actually, the only announcements that I really have that I've been looking is not to forget the monthly club meeting on October 14th over at the Passion. I think we're doing mixed in-person and WebEx meeting. Masks will probably be required. And the Great Pumpkin Ride, they're still looking for volunteers and people to help out with running, keeping track of all the riders out there on that. There's a sign up on the webpage, and it's good practice to deal with nets and deal with emergency response teams and get a good chance to do that. I hope to be able to do it. I just don't know if I'm gonna have time. And of course, we are always looking for other net controllers to run some nets during the week, maybe once a month or just whenever you get free time to do it. We could use someone else to help us out with these nets on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. I have a script. I have all the information you need. Just have to send me an email and let me know a night when you're able to do it or willing to do it, and we'll get you on the list. We appreciate it. Does anyone else have any other announcements? I'm thinking when the next testing session is. Hopefully someone out there has that information. If not, give me a call now. KS1PY. Okay, not hearing any further announcements or other information. Well, let's go ahead and take one more round or rechecks. Anybody that wants to join us or anybody that thought of something else they want to say, please call now.
KO4LUA, recheck.
All right, sounds good. KO4LUA, go ahead with your recheck.
Okay, basically what I was looking for is what kind of decibel level you are looking for. I mean, in order to adjust your antenna, your microphone, whatever you have to do to get a better output level, and also on the logging, I just wanted to know if they send a decibel level and you send a RR73 and they do not reply, can you log it after that? KO4LUA.
Okay, all right. I think I understand the question a little bit. You're talking about the meters down in the lower left, what you're looking for decibel levels or basically a dB of receive. There's actually, if you look in the manual for WSJTX, there's a whole alignment procedure thing that you can go through where you can adjust that. It tells you to go to an empty or quiet channel and then bring up your sound settings and adjust it until it's, I want to say it's like 60 to 70 dB. On a quiet channel it's like 40 to 50 dB. And then when you go to an active channel, you should never get that meter in the red. If you're getting it in the red, it means you've got it turned up too high and everything's not sounding real clear to the software. But there is a whole procedure in the user's manual about where to set those things for what they found as best practiced settings. And as far as your output, most of you use your radio. If you're going into a transmit mode and you see your ALC is going through the roof, you're over-modulating and going too loud into your radio. You want to turn down the speaker output, quote-unquote speaker output for WSJTX, until your ALC is no longer super high. And actually, now that you mentioned that, I'm actually on 20 meters doing just that thing. I'm going to have to adjust my ALC down. All right, so we'll go. Any other check-ins or rechecks on the subject? Call KS1BBY.
K1HTV, recheck.
KO4LUA, just want to clarify what I'm referring to.
Okay, well, KO4LUA, go ahead and clarify, and then toss it over to K1HTV when you're finished, and I'm having to do a work thing, an adjustment, and I'll pick it back up after Rich. Go ahead.
Okay, KO4LUA. I am aware of having to turn my ALCs. What I do is try to get the ALCs down to a minimum or off the screen. So that is fine. I get my dB level on the WSJT down there. I usually hold it about 60. That's good. Now, I'm talking about their reference to your decibel level. If you're seeming really low, is there any way you can adjust, or should you adjust? If I'm getting a minus 20 on their level report, should I do anything to adjust? That's basically what I want to know. And then the return report, should I respond? If they don't respond to my return report, my Roger Roger 73, do I do another Roger Roger 73? KO4LUA.
KO4LUA in the group, K1HTV. The answer to the Roger Roger 73. If you send a Roger Roger 73, there's no requirement that they send a 73. If after sending a Roger Roger 73, they don't come back at all, then log it. It's in. Once you send the Roger Roger 73, you log that contact. It's in the log. It's in your log anyway. You've gotten to the point where you've exchanged calls, you've exchanged DV reports, and you've exchanged Rogers. Now now they're sending a 73. As far as you're concerned, it's over. If they send a Roger Roger 73, it's over, and you're in their log. You don't have to send a 73. The software, depending on which version you have, I think the newer versions won't even, especially on the FT4 mode, that 73 is not sent at all. The log comes up when you hit a Roger Roger 73. The only thing is if they start sending a Roger report again, you do have to repeat that. So I simply double-click on the station in the right column at the bottom of the column and just double-click, and it'll automatically resend the correct report. One thing I do find annoying, and you may have noticed this, when you're working a station, you're completing a call, send a Roger Roger 73, and then another station calls, and you double-click on that station, sometimes the Roger Roger 73 will trigger you going back to that station that you hadn't quite completed with, at least the other station didn't think you complete with. It'll start sending calls and report. It'll jump up to the TX2 message instead of just repeating the Roger Roger 73. It's kind of an annoying thing that happens once in a while. As far as the DB level that you receive, if you're receiving a minus 20 and you're going back and forth and, you know, the station's almost completed the contact, and you're sending him a much better report, what does that mean? Well, it means he's not hearing you as well. And if you're running your normal power of 50 to 100 watts, which is what most stations use on HF, you'll see that the signal will vary. Propagation will cause that signal to jump many dB, sometimes 10 dB. You'll see a signal jump as much as 10 dB within a couple transmissions. Other times it's very stable. So I wouldn't worry about it. If you're making contacts and he's sending you a poor report, you're sending a good report to that station, they probably have a receive problem, as Brad mentioned, with noise. So that's about it from this end. Back to Sippy if he's back from his work. This is K1HTV.
Yeah, roger that. Well said. The only thing I'll add on to that for KO4LUA is, your report from them, honestly, is more on their side than your side. If you're doing everything that you know to do, setting your ALC correctly, you might try bumping up your power a little bit if you're not running full power already. But really, propagation being what it is, that's the signal that they're receiving you at. And if it's low, well, they're just going to keep receiving you low. You can't always beat the propagation with more power, or at least. Some hams may argue that, but you can't improve too much without raising power or improving the world's propagation. But for the moment, I'll go ahead and close the net. Please stand by for tones. And this has been KS1 PPY for the Wednesday night Farinet. Go ahead and close it up and return the repeater to normal use. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
KS1 PPY, KO4LUA.
KO4LUA, KS1 PPY. How we doing?
Doing well. Just a quick other question. I'll make sure I'm doing this right. The ALC level, you should adjust that till it's not seen on your 7300. That's what I was told. You level it down to it is not seen, so it is nil, just barely nil. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. You, the ALC is telling you what kind of like what level you're driving it at, and the more you see that bar, the more it means that the radio is trying to limit the output to keep it from, you know, over deviating or, you know, sounding real bad. So you want that ALC level to be either not there at all, or just, I usually set mine to just barely flickering. That way I know I'm not way too low, but not too high. But generally you don't want that ALC bar to be anything on the 7300 if you can. Over.
Okay, that's what I do. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm doing this correctly. Because sometimes I start making a QSO and they don't respond again. They keep sending me a request and they don't hear my reply. So I'll make sure I'm doing that correctly. All right, sounds good. They must not have a good propagation, so we're good now. That's good. Thank you for your help, and thank you, Rich, and thank you, everybody. KO4LUA.
Hey, Chuck, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KO4LUA.
There is an occurrence of one-way propagation at times. You'll notice, I've seen this over the decades, and at certain times of the day, in certain paths, signal going one way appears to be copied better than the signal going the other way. I've run, a station in India, VU station, on 17 meters and 20 meters. I've contacted a couple times, and I've called him, and he's been on JT Alert, and he was very loud, like plus 5 or so, and no copy at all for me. So, and I told him, you know, I'm calling you, and he says, no trace, and I said, give me a quiet frequency, and he gave me a tone that's quiet. No sign of my call at all. And that means he's not even copying me at a neg 20. That's a tremendous difference, 20 to 25 dB difference. He didn't copy. The next day, I copied him. He was like neg 10, and he gave me a neg 10. It just that the propagation was, for some reason, favoring me to hear him, and he could not hear me. I noticed the same thing with stations in Australia. There's certain days where the reports are equal. There's some days where I get much better reports than I'm hearing them, and I know the noise level locally is not bad. So it's times that the propagation, for some reason, favors one direction over the other. So don't be surprised to see that. And there are stations that will copy you when you're loud. I mean, say you're they send a neg 15 or so to you on the first transmission. In subsequent transmissions, there's some fading, and you're now down below their noise level, and they'll keep repeating and repeating. You're not the only one that happens. That happens to all of us. I guarantee that happens to all of us. When you call somebody, they'll come back to you, and you keep coming back, and nothing happens. You don't go beyond that, and you never hear from them again. It's like a one and done. That happens especially on 6 meters. You copy one good signal, then all of a sudden, you don't hear them again. K04LUA, K1HTV.
K04LUA. Yeah, I was just getting a lot of that tonight, one after another. They give me initial response to my CQ, but then I would not be able to make connection with them again. It happened, you know, like 10 times tonight. So I was wondering if I had something set wrong or if something was happening that I need to readjust.
So that's just the way it is. You just have to accept it. Don't let it bother you. Just be persistent. Persistence pays off. I've had times where usually after four transmissions, if I don't get any response, I'll go to the CQ mode. And it's not unusual while I'm calling CQ after sending them a number of Roger reports, all of a sudden I hear a Roger 73 come back. Or I'll hear if I had sent calls and reports and nothing after that, I never get the Rogers from them. after calling CQ, they'll come back with that third, the next sequence in the report. And by me calling CQ, when WSJTX detects that they're sending you another call in the sequence, it will automatically start sending the correct sequence, the next message in the sequence. So after four times or so, if you're not getting any response, go to the CQ mode, keep it transmitting, keep the enable on, keep calling CQ, and don't be surprised if that same station you called and had started a contact with comes back and starts to complete the contact. Just be persistent. Don't just stop transmitting. Keep making noise in the CQ mode, and don't be surprised if they come back. Anyway, that's keep at it. You'll work a lot of DX that way, as opposed to just stopping cold and not completing the contact. Anyway, enjoy the DX. Hopefully, it'll pick up again. The solar flux is down a little bit. The K index is around 2. I think we'll see another round of good signals in another week or so when some more of the spots come around to the backside. KO4LUA, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KO4LUA. Yeah, that's what I generally do. I give like 4 responses. And if no one responds, I go back to the CQ. And I have had a few circumstances where they do respond to that and finish their QSO. But I was just asking to make sure I'm doing things right, because I'm fresh to this experience. So I just wanted to make sure I'm doing good. And I do appreciate you guys' help, and we'll keep working at it. Thanks again. 73-KO4LUA.
Good check, KO4LUA from K1HTV. One thing, when you start seeing the signals being very strong, like on 17 or 15, swing up to the sideband part of the band. You might be surprised to hear DX coming through with good signals on sideband. And it's always fun to do that. Or if you copy CW, go down to the CW band. A number of us have band monitoring. You could, with an SDR, you could take the output of many of the receivers, the IF outputs of the receivers. Some of them have that available, and you can monitor. Now, the radio you have might have a monitor scope. Does it have a monitor scope in it? Or is it, what kind of radio do you have?
Roger, it does have monitor. I have a IC7300. That is another question. I mean, quick question. Full of questions, but that's what this is all about. On a single sideband, I have made a couple of single sideband responses. I did Spain and Brazil the other day. I just want to make sure, is there any way you can respond to somebody beside them calling QRZ or CQ on a frequency? I don't want to break in somebody's conversation, but I want to make sure I do with the proper etiquette. So that's all. KO4LUA.
KO4LUA, K1HTV. Well, it depends. A lot of the foreign stations are interested, like most of us, of working in many different countries, and they'll keep their contacts short. If that's the case, just stand by, and they'll probably sign, and then they'll say QRZ, which means who's calling me, or call another CQ, or they might say anyone else, and they may have a pile. They may have 4, 5, 10 stations calling them, depending how rare they are. If they're rag chewing, on the other hand, probably not a good idea to break in there. It's just not good etiquette. If it's a rare DX, if some DX wants to rag chew, they don't want to work a lot of people, and they want to complete the contact before they start another one. There occasionally you'll see some nets where you get a round table of multiple stations calling, and I've had some where a VK station is working 4 or 5 W5s, and I'll just drop my call in, and he'll acknowledge the fact there's another station wanting to be added, and I might not hear the W5s very well, but you can try that. But generally, call CQ. Most of the time, you'll be calling people that are calling CQ. make sure, watch out for the band edges with the general class license. There are band edges on some of the bands, so watch out. Make sure you're not over the edge. And when you're on the upper part of the band, remember, on upper sideband, you've got to give yourself at least 3 kilohertz. So if the top of the band is 14,350, you do not want to transmit above 14,347, upper sideband. On 40 meters, if your band edge is, say, 7,150, you don't want to transmit lower sideband up anything lower than 7,153. Remember, wherever the band edge is, you've got to stay on lower sideband above the band edge by 3 kilohertz. And that means on 40 meters, you can operate up at 7,299 on lower sideband. And your upper, there's no upper sideband component, so you will not have a problem. But on 20 meters and above, where everything's on upper sideband, you want to watch the band edges. So anyway, enjoy the bands as they get better and better, and they are getting better and better. And you'll see more and more DX. You've come in at a very good time of the solar cycle. KO4LUA, K1HTV.
Yeah, Roger. I also noticed a lot of these stations just to give a bye signal. Like, okay, bye. Let's say bye real quick, and, you know, we can jump in. Also, when I call CQ on stations, I never yet had a reply. Is there some... I don't know, something you should do when you're calling CQ to see if you get a response? I've never had a response yet on CQ.
Probably because there aren't that many signals on sideband. There's not that many stations. In the past, before digital modes like we have now, the bulk of the activity is on sideband, lesser activity on CW, but there is still quite a bit on there. And you could call CQ and during the higher sunspot numbers, there's more activity on the sun, and the propagation is better. The signals will be stronger, and the low power signals of 100 watts will be heard better. And you have to be heard before, you know, somebody. If you hear a guy calling CQ and he's right above the noise level. In other words, you can copy him, but he's right above the noise level. You generally don't want to call him because he may sort of maybe a difficult contact with him at the marginal end. Now, if he ran an amplifier, ran a kilowatt, he'd be 10 dB stronger, and maybe you'd call him. So, RF, the power will work. I mean, there are guys who run FT8 with a kilowatt and more, up to 1,500 watts. I know guys that do that, the DXers. I've never run more than 80 or so watts, but and work 276 countries so far with FT8. But, there are guys with high power, and those are the ones you'll hear very strong, and if you work them, don't be surprised to give them that they give you reports that are much lower. Example, the difference between 100 watts and a kilowatt is 10 dB. So if both of you are hearing each other equally, I mean, you have the same noise level as the other station on the other end, thousands of miles away, the only difference would be the power. So if you give them a minus 10, he would give you a minus 20. I mean, if the propagation is equal both ways. So that means they're running more power. So if they're giving you that much better report, you can figure out 10 dB of it is for a kilowatt versus 100 watts. Or if you're running 50 watts, they're running 500 watts. That's, again, 10 dB, and you'll see that difference in the power. So don't be surprised to see that. What appears to be a large difference. That's why when you copy guys at NEC 20, it's very possible they're running a kilowatt, and they may your signal to them may be NEC 30, which is well below what can be detected by WSJTX. The lowest signal you probably decode is around NEC 24. So keep that in mind also. All right, I'll see you later. I'm going to go watch a little TV. Enjoy the day. I'll see you in a week at the meeting, hopefully at the Thursday meeting a week from tomorrow. Up at the PATH Foundation, KO4LUA from K1HTV.
Okay, thanks, Rich. I appreciate your help. Yeah, I was just I worked Spain the other day on sideband, and yeah, he was working 1,000 watts, and I was working 100, and we were both getting good signals. So that was a joy to my heart. Yeah, we were doing good. But I appreciate your help, and thanks for all your advice.
73, go watch TV. I'll see you. K1HTV, KO4LUA.
Sensor check tonight. This is K1HTV, clear.
Hey, Rich.
That's me. Is that Jason?
Yeah, Roger. K6ABC. Hey, you see that Uzbekistan station on 17 the other morning? About, I guess it was yesterday morning, about 8 o'clock.
Spectroscan? What is that?
That's how I pronounced it. I'm probably getting it wrong, but it was a new DXCC for me. But Uzbekistan, maybe that's how you pronounce it? I don't know. I'll look it up later. I haven't had time. But the band seemed open to Russia, like over the north. But I worked them on the FT8 there.
Yeah, I mean, Uzbekistan, yeah, Uzbekistan. Yeah, sometimes it opens really deep into Russia. That's fun when that happens on 17. And it's not unusual also to see some Indian stations coming through about that time. Azerbaijan is not quite as far as Uzbekistan, but they're coming through. The toughest one to get is like Turkmenistan. I should know it. Turkmenistan. Was it UZ? Trying to think of the prefix. Anyway, there are some of the in Tajikistan is another one that's not on very often. So when they pop up, those are kind of rare. Anyway, I'm glad you were able to work them. You still doing stuff remotely?
Yeah, I was just shocked. You know, for 17 meters was open so good. 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was one of those weird days where I was copying Europe, but it seemed like nobody in Europe. We couldn't make contacts. North. Asiatic Russia, all the URs, the UAs, and all those were just coming in booming. And I think I worked a couple JAs as well, but I do stuff remotely sometimes. I'm kind of not as active, I think, as I was, but just busy. And my son's playing football now, so he's got some practices during the week, and homework, he's got homework now and stuff now, so just, but yeah, I still operate remotely, so, but I don't mean to hold you, man. I know you said you were going to go eat or something, watch TV, and you probably haven't had lunch yet today.
I had a very late lunch, but I did have a lunch, probably about 2 o'clock, and then had a little snack a little while ago, so I'm fine. Okay, on the DX, and, the 17 was open last week at 5:30 in the morning. I was hearing, just like you, I was hearing stations. I called them, could not work anybody. There was one day I worked, I think it was 20 after 5. I did work, what the heck was it? It was really unusual to work, I think one of the African countries. Normally you expect when it opens up, you'll see the Eastern or the Western Europe. And some of the Canary Islands, maybe, or the Azores coming through first. And, of course, there's always 5T5PA in Mauritania. That guy is always on. I think he may be on remotely from Germany. But he's always had a good signal on the bands. I've been following RA0LQ Maritime Mobile on most of the bands. He's now he's left Australia. He's now heading towards North America. He's in the middle of the Pacific. I worked him in grid AH-95 the other day, or AH-16, AH-19, some of those grids as he's crossed over the date line. So it's interesting to see how I can work the guy in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the ocean. And he also has a website he tells you where he is on the website. It's a neat website where he has, he's leaves out short messages telling where he is, what the grid he's on, and when he plans to be in the next grid. It's RA0LQ/MM. K6JDC from K1HTV.
Yeah, very good. And I worked, I might have worked him before. I worked him the other day. I can't recall. But I can't remember if it was a mobile, a slash mobile, or if it was a MM. But But yeah, I've seen some African stations come through 40 meters, you know, real early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock, and then they just, you know, they'll just disappear. You know, it's like, I guess the opening is only lasting for just a few minutes.